pressed on. In a small town, we found a car that Burke managed to get running. That carried us just short of Salt Lake City until it, like the Piper, gave out. A delivery truck with a top speed of 30 miles an hour got us just past the Wyoming border on Interstate 80 to a town named Evanston, where we scrounged, finding little of use, particularly in the matter of consumables. That was the obstacle stalking us now. Food, sustenance, no different than what any survivor faced, except we were running out. The small supply we'd brought with us was nearing exhaustion, and the food caches detailed in the notebook Martin had given me had, so far, been a bust. Three, as we followed Interstate 80 East, the earth that covered them swept away, lids opened, the red and rusted interiors looking ominously like coffins, just waiting for an occupant to settle in for eternity. Number four, maybe our last hope, lay somewhere just ahead, through the blinding dust storm.
Here!
I could just hear the voice, thin and familiar, above the blasting winds.
Over here!
It was Elaine, shouting out from somewhere to my right. Or to my front, I couldn't be sure.
Neil!
Barely 2 yards in front of me, my friend couldn't hear my call. I reached behind and grabbed Burke, hauling him faster until we were both even with Neil.
Neil, stop!
He heard me, finally, and paused, looking back, confused.
We're exposed!
He shouted through the wrap of torn cloth covering his mouth and nose.
Listen!
I screamed at him.
What?
I jabbed a finger off to my right, signaling emphatically.
Listen!
Burke picked up on my directive. The three of us huddled against the storm now, holding still and silent, if one's lack of sound could be termed that in the gusting roar.
Here!
Neil looked fast to me. He'd borne the brunt of the weather's onslaught, leading us, point man in our trek toward salvation. The lenses of his goggles blasted almost opaque, but through them I could see his eyes widen.
It's Elaine,
he said, and I nodded emphatically.
I hear her, too!
Burke screamed into my ear. Neil adjusted his direction of travel and started off again, wind pummeling him at an angle. Burke and I followed, the voice ahead, that wonderful voice, calling us in.
Elaine!
I shouted, my hoarse voice barely rising above the cacophony. But somehow, it cut through the wind. It reached her.
Eric, over here!
We were close. Neil's course was true, and within a few seconds, the most wondrous sight began to resolve through the gritty atmosphere.
I see you!
Elaine shouted, waving at us from the partial shelter of an old shed, three walls and the roof of the structure still intact. We pushed through the few remaining steps to reach her. One by one, she pulled us into the screaming calm, tattered walls breaking the wind enough that we could see and hear and breathe again. Each of us collapsed, falling to our knees in the shelter, shedding our packs and dropping our weapons. Elaine came to me first, lifting the goggles from my eyes, unwrapping the makeshift mask I'd wound around my face to filter the dry, choking earth.
Eric,
she said, wiping the grit from my eyes, brushing it from my bearded jaw.
Are you okay?
I nodded, still catching my breath. She shifted her attention to Neil, then to Burke, making sure they were all right, if any one of us could be termed that after what we'd been through, her included. How did you find this? I asked, my gaze sweeping over the open shed as it rattled around us, great streams of dust flowing past the space where the missing wall had once stood.
Blind luck,
Elaine said, returning to me, uncapping her canteen and drizzling a measured portion of the contents over my parched lips.
Literally, I got separated and just kept moving. I couldn't see anything. Then I actually ran into this place.
You're not going to believe this, Neil said between coughs, folded map on the ground at his knees, compass placed atop the weathered paper.
It has to be right here.
Here? Burke asked, energized at that possibility. Neil nodded, tapping a finger on the map. We moved toward him, surrounding the flattened representation of our present position. On the edge, he'd scribbled the coordinates from the book Martin had given me and the identifying characteristics of the cache's location. 5 yards north of door to old shack.